It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 15th, 2019. It's the birthday of American professional boxer and world heavyweight champion James J. Jeffries, born in Carroll, Ohio in 1875. He was known especially for his enormous strength and stamina. Using a technique taught to him by his trainer, former welterweight and middleweight champion Tommy Ryan, Jeffries fought out of a crouch with his left arm extended forward. Thus, he was able to absorb tremendous punishment while wearing his opponents down. A natural left-hander, he possessed one-punch knockout power in his left hook and brawled his way to the top of the rankings. He is perhaps most famous for being America's great white hope, since the nation expected him to come out of retirement to beat the African-American boxer Jack Johnson, who was the heavyweight champion at the time. Jeffries stood 6 feet 1.5 inches tall and weighed 225 pounds in his prime. He could run 100 yards in just over 10 seconds and could high jump more than 6 feet. Today, the Jeffries legacy is widely forgotten. However, he was once considered one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time by many fellow boxers and boxing experts. Tom Sharkey, a top heavyweight contender himself, thought that Jeffries would have beaten Jack Dempsey and Joe Louis on the same night. He said Jeffries was strong like a bull and quick on his feet like a cat. Sharkey called Jeffries the greatest fighter of all time. Jack Johnson, the only man to beat Jeffries, stated in an interview with Ring magazine that he thought Jeffries was the greatest fighter he'd ever faced. However, Jeffries said after their bout, "I could have never whipped Johnson at my best. I couldn't have reached him in 1,000 years. Fighter James J. Corbett said of Jeffries, "The thing that always impressed me was the speed the guy had, and he weighed 225 pounds. I hold that Jeffries was the greatest heavyweight champion of them all." Jack Dempsey once said, "Jim Jeffries was a tough gun. If we could have gotten in the ring together, each at our best, I probably would have had my chin knocked off." DeWitt Van Court, boxing instructor and athletic director of the Los Angeles Athletic Club, wrote, "I was with James J. Jeffries when he first started to box. I was with him when he won the championship, and I was with him when he lost it. Besides being the greatest heavyweight champion that ever lived, he is today and has been all his life a man among men, a true friend, with a heart as big as his body." In his later years, Jeffries trained boxers and worked as a fight promoter. He managed many fights out of a structure known as the Jeffries Barn, which was located on his alfalfa ranch at the southwest corner of Victory Boulevard and Buena Vista in Burbank, California. On his passing in 1953 at age 78, the city of Burbank embedded a small bronze plaque in the sidewalk at the site where Jeffries died, but that memorial has since disappeared. He was elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1990. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 15th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.